And hello, everybody, and welcome to our Unstoppable Health monthly office hours calls. This is where everybody in our variety of different programs gets to come together and ask whatever questions, get support in whatever way you need to get support. So I'm excited to be here with you for our October call. And the way these calls work is, I'm so excited that we have them on Zoom now, by the way. We used to have them on Instant Teleseminar and you couldn't see everybody. So I love to see you because I like connection. My favorite thing is actually being connected in a real room with real people and getting hugs and all that kind of stuff. But that hasn't happened in about 8 months where we could get hugs. I don't think I've hugged anybody but my husband in 8 months. Seriously. So, and my kids don't live at home with me, so I don't get to hug them. Anyway, I'm excited to have you guys here, and I want to welcome anybody who's new. I mean, some of you are new in ERC, so you've been new for a little over a month now. Some of you have been in other programs before. And then there's a whole bunch of people who joined the Empowered Self-Care Lab. And I know you all got reminders because I personally checked them all myself and made sure that there was the right number of people and the right people got your reminders today. So, who's connecting to audio 20th anniversary? I wonder who that is. You guys have these mysterious pictures. Hi. that's Kim. So, all right, guys. So we're here. Kim was on the call the other day. So she's back for more. Hey, she's dedicated. So here's how we're going to do it. If you have any kinds of question or comments for me, anything that you want help with, then come and join. And just the way you do it is, the ideal way to do it is to click the little raise your hand. So if you click participants at the bottom, it's going to open up a participants chat on the sidebar. And at the bottom of that, there's a little raise hand. And there's also some other symbols. I don't care which one of those you do, but I know the raise hand moves you to the top of my panel, my list of participants, so then I can answer your questions. So that's a great way to do it. And then the other way to do it, there's a bunch of you already. The other way to do it is to wave at me, but I'm gonna go to the ones in my list first, because when you wave, sometimes there's more people in it, they scroll off the screen. And so I don't see everybody when you wave at me. So I am going to start in the order that you raised your hand, and I'm gonna open up lines and then we're gonna just chat and answer your questions. So the first one is Lou. I'm going to say ask to unmute. So you have to unmute yourself, Lou. And hopefully you open up, you know, your line. And there you are. Hi.
Hey.
All right. How can I support you today?
I have several different areas. One is the tracker that's in Biocanic. I went to do a water tracker and I set it for 11 o'clock. I'd like to change the date and the time to later in the day. And the second,
right now, I'm going to answer you right out. I've got that as a request in for them. They haven't told me yet a way to change it. They're working on that. So the only way is to delete it and then do a new one.
Okay. Because then the other thing is, I haven't entered anything into it because I really wasn't sure how to enter it. I mean,
there's a little plus sign on your dashboard. There's a plus sign. You just hit the plus sign and it'll let you enter data.
Okay. And it's, for instance, if I'm tracking water and I want to put it in 5 bottles, 1 bottle at a time, do I do that or do I have to wait to the end of the day and say, oh, I did 5 bottles?
No, you can do it all. You can do like at different times. I'm assuming you did them at different times. But if you wanted to wait till the end of the day or you wanted to do it in the meantime, you can just change. It'll show you the time. You just change the time and say, I did 1 at 9, 1 at 12, 1 at 2. Yep, you can do it that way.
Okay, I'll go check it out. So when I went to try to put something in, I guess I had said 4 to 6 bottles or 5 to 6 bottles, and they wouldn't let me put 4 bottles in. In other words, I wasn't within my little window, so it wasn't.
Okay, so you didn't quite set it up right because you're telling them that I think you set it up where your goal was 4 to 5, and you're actually putting them in 1 at a time. So I'd have to have that in front of me, and because everybody doesn't.
Okay, and that's fine. I just didn't know if there was somewhere that you had explained it in detail on how.
I did when we were on that getting to know you call. I kind of showed it, but I'm still learning biomechanic, yeah. And so I'm going to write down make a video on trackers. But I've been waiting to hear back from them on trackers because I'm like, I don't know how to edit them, and they said, oh, there's no way to edit them right now. We're working on that. So,
okay. Second thing is the master tracker. Mm-hmm. I was trying to put in all my different medications in the tab vitamins, where you have four or five vitamins in a bottle, and you were trying to see how much selenium you had. And
on the nutrition tracker.
Yeah, right. Where it adds itself up. Okay. I'm not sure. Some of these vitamins have gone from IUs to MSMG something.
And what should be listed, if you look at the very left-hand column where the nutrients are listed, some of them will say IU and some of them will say MG and some of them will say MCG.
Okay. And I see that, but I had a problem because it was either vitamin A or vitamin D, where it was listed in one or the other, but I couldn't find a conversion. I mean, I noticed that the vitamin A converted differently than the vitamin D did.
It will. Basically, the way you do that is most vitamins will be listed for fat solubles as IU. Okay. If a particular manufacturer lists it as MCG, they usually will tell you, but you can go into Google and say vitamin A conversion IU to MG or MG to IU.
Okay, and I did that for vitamin A and vitamin D and found the conversions, but I think it might have been the vitamin K2 that was in with the vitamin D that I couldn't find a conversion for. So anyway, that was the second. And when I was doing those up at the top where you have the pink boxes,
yep,
you're supposed to put in the brand name and what it is.
Yep.
You didn't have your wrap text on, so it was going past the box. So I fixed it by going to one of the green boxes that was already wrapping text and copied and pasted and then changed the background to pink. So, but not everybody's going to be able to do that.
So okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for that.
Now, health-wise, between the three of y'all, you listed proteolytic enzymes between meals helps with inflation.
Yep.
Do you have a particular brand?
Yeah, so you have access to my brands book, which is the Keto Assist or something like that. Brands wise, my favorite for proteolytics is transformation enzymes, transformation. But there are others.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you go into the doctor supplement store, generally speaking, the most of the brands there that I like, you know, and I give you guidelines like avoid stuff that has stearates in it, avoid stuff that has talc in it. Right. But I mean, there's what I can say is these are the ones I've tried. There's others.
Okay. And it tells you how much to take then?
Well, you know, we'll work with you on customizing that. But you start with what it says on the bottle and then you go, well, that didn't help. Let's see, you know, if you need more. Or I got a stomachache.
Sometimes you say something different from what's on the bottle. So that's.
Of course, but it's usually personalized for a person.
Okay. Shankta Piedra. For the kidney stone, is there a specific?
Good brands. I mean, just look for a good quality herbal brand. Gaia has good stuff. Herb Farm has good stuff. Women's International Pharmacy has good stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Molybdenum, I think you've got that in your chart, don't you?
Yeah.
And quercetin.
Quercetin, I personally use a powdered form that I get on Amazon from something called Micro Ingredients, and it's all organic. That's what I use. All right.
Okay.
Great question.
Vitamin D. You know, I have a problem with the SNP. My daughter does. Right. Well, I just talked to my son, and his doctor prescribed the vitamin D2 for him, and the, you know, 50,000 vitamin. And so I talked to him. I said, oh, well, I've got the Seeking Health. I can send you the vitamin D3, the D3 with K2, and I can send you some vitamin A in that liquid form, which I'm going to do. But I asked him, I said, well, how, you know, what was it last time? He said 10. And
I said, okay, $50,000 a
week. I said, how long have you been taking this vitamin? I said, that's really low. He said, oh, well, it was 5.
Yeah. And I said, here's the deal. I'm just going to stop.
Wait. How long have you been taking this? 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
2 years, one a week. I'm like, no. When the doctor gave it to me, it was for like 1 month at that.
Doctors don't know nutrition. And so they just throw these things out there. They don't go back and check. They don't go back and check to see if it's working. Like if I put somebody has a 5, I'm putting them on 20,000 and have them recheck in 4 to 6 weeks. And if it's not moving up, I know, especially if they have the SNP, then I'm going to up it. If it is moving up and it's getting close to the top, then I'll just drop it down. All of that is explained in the vitamin section. There is a whole section on, and I explain how to do it. This just confirms that we can't take nutrition advice from medical doctors unless they know what they're talking about. That's criminal, this poor guy.
Right. So I just wanted to confirm with you that I should tell him to just stop that D2 because obviously it's not working.
Not working.
And I looked up online just to see D2, D3, and the studies show that D3 is more effective at raising it if you're very low.
Every now and then, there's somebody who does better with D2. I've hit one of them in the last 30 years. One person who did better. She switched to D2 and it worked.
Well, obviously, if he's been taking it for 2 years and he's only gone to 10, you know, a couple of months ago, it's not working.
Get him on 20,000 a day for 4 weeks and have him retest because you don't want it to go too high. But if it's moving in the right direction and it's only like at 20, then you know, to keep at that dose and just keep testing it every 4 to 6 weeks or even by that point, 2 months until he's getting closer and then you can drop it back down.
And I was giving him the vitamin A also. So,
A is different. You know, we don't test it as well. We do have to be careful with it. But if he has the vitamin A SNP in their red homozygous, then he might need more. Most of the time, I've not seen people need more than 10 to 20, except when they have a really bad viral infection, then I'll put them on 100 for 3 days. Right.
Okay. And you did that for me because of my husband having the COVID.
Exactly.
So, and I actually did that for the 3 days, and then I sort of backed off on the vitamin D to about 50 for 3 or 4 days, and then I've sort of gone back down toward 25.
Might be good for you to go in and you can get A, D, and K tested to see where it is right now. If your husband's over his COVID infection, go in and see where you're at, and then adjust your doses accordingly.
Okay, that's what I wanted to check, because when I was Googling vitamin D, then it said, oh, if you go over 100... No, I don't think I will, but if you go over 100, that you could have vitamin D toxicity.
You can. I mean, it has to be a lot over 100 for a long time. So sometimes when I'm in that phase of trying to optimize your level, it may go over 100 and I go, okay, let's back off. But the big issue that most medical doctors will do with that, they tell person to stop it. And then within 6 weeks, they're back down to 40, right? So it's gradually tapering off, unless it comes back at 200 or 300, then go off of it for a month and then start again. Okay.
Well, just to double check, my son is on a statin, so this vitamin D and A is not going to have any problem with him being on a statin.
I have to say this medical disclaimer. Yeah. Check with your doctor.
Okay. All right. Well, he won't know.
I know, but I have to say that I can't. I don't know your son. I haven't done a medical history on him. I have to say that. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. And you might want, if he's on a statin, you know, and he wants to do that, Mahala, who's one of our coaches, she does drug nutrient interaction consultations because she's been a pharmacist for 20 years, but she also is, you know, naturopathic.
She was my assistant coach last year.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Reach out to her and she can get him set up for a consult. She has 15-minute free consultations. And then if, you know, it's going to go deeper, she'll go and offer you a paid consultation. Okay. But worth it. Worth it if you're on meds. Worth it by all stretch. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So next we have Joseph. Hey, Joseph. A lower hand. And
okay.
Ah. All right. Hi, good to see you. Yeah.
A couple questions. One of the difficulties that I'm having is sometimes it's not every morning, but it's in the past 2 weeks, maybe it's been about 50% of the time. I get up and I go into, you know, make my breakfast, put all my different stuff and drinks together, and sit down and take my blood pressure. And it'll be from 140 to 145 over 90 to 95. One example, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I checked it. It was 145 over 90, I think it was. Mm-hmm. By 2 p.m., it was 89 over 55.
Okay. So let me ask you a couple of questions, Joseph.
Sure.
Are you still on the blood pressure medication?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't. Yeah, I'm still on it.
When do you take it?
I take it in the morning. There's one, the carvedilol, I'm supposed to take twice. I usually leave two of them out on the table or remind myself. Sometimes
okay, so when you get up in the morning, you take it first thing before breakfast?
No, I wait. I get all my breakfast ready, and I take a bite or two, and then I wash them down with my green drink with all the stuff.
And then how long? Yeah, so later you're doing. Do you test your BP in between, between when you eat your breakfast and the 2 p.m.?
It just all depends on what I'm doing, really.
Makes sense. It sounds like your medication is a little higher. If the dose is a little higher than what you need, right? So this is something to discuss with the doc and say, hey, I'm at 89 over 55. That's a little too low. What can we do to adjust my medication dose so that it gets me in the 120 over 80, right? Or 120 over 85, whatever. But it does sound like your medication, maybe you get rid of one of them. Maybe he wants to dump one of them.
Well, I just started with a new doctor, and I really like her a lot. And she immediately said, you know, I'd like to get you. I told her my goal was to get off of pharmaceuticals.
Exactly.
Using food, herbs, and homeopathy and stuff. And she said she would like to see it come down to like maybe one medicine.
Yeah. That's a great goal initially, right? And so if you're not taking things like natokinase and extra magnesium. And I don't have time to go into all of that today because we've talked about that, but those kind of things can be used to replace it. So if your doc takes you and says, okay, we're just going to have you do one of these, right? And it's still a little higher than you want it to be. Talk to her about the natokinase. I have seen people drop it dramatically with the natokinase, but it's scary to do natokinase if you're on all these other medications because you don't want it to be down to 40 over 20 and it'll pass out.
Well, I'm real tired of the diuretic because it's messing with my sleep. I'm getting up to pee all the damn time, it seems like.
Well, it sounds like this doctor is open to doing some stuff. So if you say, look, can we get me off this diuretic? This is what it's causing me. I can do parsley and cucumbers and, you know, there's a lot about herbs. So here's the herbs I could take that are going to help me to flush, but may not even need the diuretics anymore. Right. So I would have this conversation. I'm so glad you found somebody who's more open to this.
Well, when I went in, I think my appointment was at 11 a.m. About almost a week ago with her, and the blood pressure was 110 over 77 or something like that. So
which is perfect, right? And you want to keep it that way all day long, right?
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
I've started back to work. I'm trying to work out how I'm changing my schedule, coming off of nights, going to 1 p.m. starts as much as I can.
Good.
I may have to vary that. Ships are canceling on me sometimes, and I have to do other things. But I am back out at work now, and I'm happy about that. And I feel okay. I'm tired of everybody else not wearing a mask out there and all, but, you know, it's but
yeah,
things seem to be going well.
Yeah, just protect yourself. And I don't mean just with the mask, but I mean protect yourself from the stress building up, right? And really just say, look, this is a job. This is my life. This is a job. This is my life. What do I need to do? And build in those breaks, right? To do like 5 minutes of heart math or meditation throughout to keep yourself from getting there, because it's the other people, and you pick up other people's energy, and you pick up the urgency addiction and all that stuff. So protect yourself, build it in so that you don't get there again. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You got this.
Thanks.
Welcome.
All the help.
You're welcome. So welcome. That was Joseph. Next we have Rachel. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Oops, there you are. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. It's been forever, it feels like.
It's been too long. It's good to see you.
Yes, I don't have a computer right now, which is why I'm struggling to get this stuff done. I can go on the app, but it's hard for me to find the notes and things. So hopefully this week I should have my computer fixed. So pray for me. my question is I had blood work back in February of 2019, I think, and it showed my TSH level was high, and I've been taking iodine, which my chiropractor gave to me. Mm-hmm. But when you want to know, he doesn't know like the details of thyroid. Like he knows that. But if you want to delve into it deeper, how can I do that to find out, is there a problem with my thyroid? And if there is, which part? Because I know there's so many different parts to it. And what can I do about it?
So not remembering what you actually got tested. February 2019, that's a year and a half ago, right? Okay. Who knows what's happening right now? So I would say you need to get a full thyroid panel.
Okay.
And let's take a look at that. And the full thyroid panel would have TSH, total T4, free T4, free T3, thyroid peroxidase antibodies, and antithyroglobulin antibodies. Minimally, that's what we need. We don't need reverse T3 unless we see something else we want to look at. But that's a basic thyroid panel. And let's see what's really going on.
Okay. And then I should be able to figure out from that. And then when I get the results, then I just contact them to set up a time with you to discuss that.
You've got 4, 5, 6 calls with me that you didn't take last year. So just set up a lab call. If you go into the ERC site, there's a section that should show up that says Gold Plus. It may not go because you're officially not in there listed as Gold Plus. But either way, contact Kia at drritamarie.com and say, I want to set up my lab call with Dr. Rita Marie. And then she'll get you set up. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. We'll dig in. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let me put your hand down. Rachel, lower hand. The next one I have up. Oh, I lowered your hand, Joseph, unless you put it back up again. Let me lower it. And then if you need it again, you'll put it up. Louisa. So I have a Louisa and then Beta Kappa. I think that's Kim. And then Andrea. So Louisa.
Okay, I have I have two questions. One question is about Shine. I had signed up at the beginning of this year.
You should have gotten email, and we'll get make sure that you get more, that you said, hey, you were signed up at the beginning of the year, and what we're going to do for you is you get a VIP ticket to this online one, plus you get a VIP ticket to next year's if you did the VIP. So I'll check
VIP.
Kim.
And what happened is the emails I'm getting is telling me, oh, you still have time to sign up.
Okay. And, so you got,
and I'm
you
going
got
like, I must be.
Yeah, no, I'll make list, sure. So. I'll make sure, Kim. I talked to her just before this, and she said she thought she had everybody sorted out, but I'll let her know that you need to be moved from the, hey, get into Shine, into the other sequence that's you're already in.
Okay.
So I'll make sure of that.
I just wanted to make sure, since I am taking off from work that Friday, so I can be at Shine.
Awesome. Yay.
Now, second question, I guess I wrote it in. I do have something I'm very happy. My A1C went down to 5.2. And my fasting insulin is 3. So I was super excited about that.
Nice.
Now, my issue still is my fasting sugars. They go from 98 to 105. I can't get them below that.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Are you sleeping? Yes. Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question because, you know, sometimes in a rare case we go, okay, screw it. Like, that's okay because everything else is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all a little unique. So let me ask you a few questions. When you check, you've done the Freestyle Libre. Are you having spikes that go above 120, 130?
Okay. I stopped doing the Libre because it was too inaccurate, and I was constantly having to go recheck. And half of the time, it was like 30 points off. One of the times, they replaced the sensor, but so I just, plus, I cannot go in the sauna with the Freestyle Libre on. So I thought, no, it's more important for me to detoxify than it is to have this. Plus, it's not accurate.
Okay. So then what about poking your finger? So you might have to go
back. I've only done it fasting. I haven't been doing it during the day because I'm at work.
I know. So you're going to have to do this on the weekend when you're not at work.
Okay.
Right? And take 2 days of typical, what you would typically eat during the week when you're at work. Because sometimes we eat differently on the weekends. So eat what you're typically eating during the week on the weekend, and then test it with the every 15 minute thing that you have. You know, you have a list of that in your.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have changed my diet.
Here's the thing. Yeah. It's a possibility because your A1C is 5.2, which is good. Your fasting insulin is 3, which is good. Did you test fasting insulin a while back?
Yes.
And what was it?
I've been checking all this every 4 months.
Right.
The previous one was a 4, so now it went down to 3. And the previous one before that was a 7.
Beautiful. You're going in the right direction.
That's the highest that it's ever been was a 7.
Okay.
And now back, I'm at 3 now.
So that's perfect.
Now, I did change my diet completely. I am whole plant-based diet, no oils. And that's what made the change. I lost all my weight. Now my BMI is like, I think 23 or 22. So everything has come into place.
So I want us to treat, I want to work on you versus the numbers, right? It's possible that, number one, how did that compare on your lab test, the 98 to 105? Was that congruent? Was that also in that range?
Yes, it was 99.
It was 99. And then the 98 to 105 is what you're getting on your own home meter.
At home. Uh-huh. It ranges. Beautiful. You know,
so
sometimes
we know
102,
that
sometimes
it's accurate.
101.
We know that it's accurate, right? So go ahead and just do, you know, pick a weekend and do the testing where you test every 15 minutes and you map it out, right?
Okay.
And then see what can happen. And if that maps out beautifully, then you're good. We're just going to take the 98. Right? As an accurate number. If what you find is that you have peaks and you have valleys, That's what would cause the A1C to look good, right? If you have peaks of 140 and then valleys of, you know, 77, that would average to the A1C being 5.2. So we want to look at this and see if you're okay. Feeling good, you lost weight, your insulin has dropped to 3 from 7, excellent. Your A1C is 5.2, and the only thing off is this, then I'm not going to worry about it. Like, you're going to be treated as the individual you are and say, that's it, and everything else looks good. Making sure your blood pressure is good, making sure your cholesterol, yes. HDL, and all that stuff is good, then it's a number, right? It's a number for whatever reason, it might be slightly higher for you. But if all that other stuff checks out, I don't want you to worry about it.
Good.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah. I do have another question, but I don't know if there's more people, and I didn't want to run out of time because I can go to, I have a question about thyroid.
Okay. Ask it. If it's a quick question, we'll go on because I have quick two one, more people. Yes. Yeah.
My, you see, I don't have my blood work here, but everything was within range, what they call. Yeah. So this is what I got from my functional medicine. Well, your symptoms are point to thyroid, but your thyroid looks beautiful.
That's a BS answer, right? That's a BS answer.
But they did.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Let's look. Did they do a full? Are they looking at the functional range?
Yes.
And then it's a thyroid receptor. If it, all of it does check out, and you know how to do that because you've been in the practitioner training for a while. If all that checks out, you have thyroid receptor resistance. So go to the thyroid module, go to the Thyroid Revive and Thrive, which everybody on this call should have access to, and go in there and look at the book, look at the section, watch the video, the section on thyroid receptor resistance, and look in the book and see what could be causing it. Check your homocysteine, check your vitamin
D. It was low. It was 0 or 1, my homocysteine.
No.
It was like,
I've never seen it below 5.
I don't know what it was, but it was.
Okay, look at your homocysteine. Make sure it's below 8.
It was
8.
Below 5.
Okay.
Okay.
And then.
It was.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So then it's not a homocysteine elevation. Check vitamin A, and you may have to get a lab test done to see if your vitamin A is off. If you have any SNPs for A.
I do.
Yes.
I have SNPs, but I did microbiome labs. I did, micronutrient testing this morning. So I will be getting a complete test of food sensitivities and micronutrients because I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
Yes, so absolutely.
In probably in another week or two, I'll get these results.
Okay. And then your antibodies are good. Morning. You've tested thyroid peroxidase and antithyroglobulin.
Yes.
And they're good.
And they're good. Both. They did test both.
So what else?
Yes.
And then look at your cortisol levels because elevated cortisol can cause receptor. But look at that, any kind of inflammation to look at that.
Okay. Dutch test showed my cortisol and cortisone perfect. So I am going to retest that. That's the only thing I haven't retested. It's 3 months old. But everything. Okay.
And it's looking at what are the symptoms that you're experiencing that it says, oh, this looks like thyroid. It could be adrenal. And if that's perfect, I need to look at it, submit it on one of the NEPT case study calls, and let's get to the bottom.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. That was Louisa, lower hand. And then Kim.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie.
Hi, Kim.
Can you hear me? Hi.
I can. Yeah.
So when we talked last week, thanks for sending me the 30-day meal plan with the sweet spot.
Great.
So I got all the stuff over the weekend, and today's the first day.
Great.
On that. So one question I had is, are the recipes generally for 1 or 2 people?
Yes. And the recipes, you eat till you're full and then you're done. So we haven't really identified and weighed. I hate meal plans. So I eat, the way I eat is I eat, I'm full. I mean, I'm not going to eat three times the recipe, but if you eat the recipe and it looks like a lot, you're going to know that's for 2 or 3 days. And there is no congruency from one or the other. Some of them are single servings. Some of them might be 2 or 3. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I had a question about the blueberry arugula smoothie. Yeah. I had it this morning. It raised my blood sugar 31 points and I only had half of it.
Okay. So, and it's not for you.
It's not for me. So that's what I wanted to know. That's so I wouldn't eat.
I can't drink it either. I can eat a handful of blueberries with a smoothie. Okay. If I blend blueberries or any fruit into a smoothie, the way it releases the sugars, it shoots my sugar up. So I can't do any fruit in any smoothies. Right.
Got it.
So that seems like you have that sensitivity, right? It doesn't mean you can't eat blueberries.
Right.
So I would try playing with your blueberries alongside a non-fruit green smoothie and see how much blueberry you can get away with, or a salad or whatever.
Okay. And what is that amount of, like, how much blood sugar raising, you know, is okay?
31's too much.
Right.
Unless you started out with a 56 or a 65 and then it's like, no big deal. Your body's just trying to get it back up. But if you started out with an 80 or 90
was 95 and it went to a peak of 126 and that was 45 minutes later.
Yeah. I would try not to do that. But it may mean that if you used a whole cup of blueberries in that, it may be that you just need to cut it to a half a cup.
Right.
So this is where it's tailoring for everybody. Everybody has to look at them very specifically, and it's different from one person to another. I know people can put 4 bananas in a smoothie and it doesn't raise their sugar. I can look at a banana and my sugar goes up. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to eat that. I'll just take a bite of it. Right. We all have difference. It's difference in genetics. It's difference in microbiome. Right. And that's why we want to figure out what the best way is.
Okay. And so about how many points of a raise, if I'm starting like between 80 and 90,
I would say no more than 25, you know, 20 is better. And that's in the very first module of, I don't know if you guys got that open, but
I still can't get into the 2020 version yet.
Okay. I'm going to talk to my person on my team who will know how to do that. And I'm talking to her right after this. So,
thank you.
Just made a note. Okay. Yeah. Great.
All right. Thank you. Cool. Thanks. That was my own question. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Great, Kim. Okay. So lower hand and Andrea, where are you? Oops. You moved. You were there a second ago.
Hi.
There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. She moved. You didn't move. Well, both of you moved. Chris went away and then you came in. Okay. Andrea. Got it. And is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's fine. Andrea.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay. So I have a question because I've been doing very well. My blood sugar when I wake up is at 75.
Nice.
It seems like it's been very stable now. But what I'm still having a problem with is my sleep. I do the breathing, heart math, and I'm trying to go through, but all of a sudden I'm still waking up like around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So there's something else going on with that, right? So there's a number of things you can look at with that. So you're going to bed at what time?
So I'm going to bed around 10:30.
10 to 10:30. So 3 would be 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. So probably 4.5 to 5.5 hours, depending on what time you wake up. Okay, so that's not enough. And when you wake up, can you go back to sleep or are you kind of laying there tossing and turning?
Well, tossing and turning a little bit, and I just start going back to my breathing and just start breathing and going through it. But sometimes I can't. Sometimes I just keep going and going. My mind keeps going, even though I'm trying to breathe and go through the exercise. Should I start drinking something or should I just continue to see, you know, how it goes? How does this go through? Because I've heard of melatonin, but I kind of want my body to start going.
Figure out how to regulate itself.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you gone through the sleep section?
No, not yet.
Okay. So go through that because there's a lot of things in there. You know, how late are you watching TV or computer. Like, we want to stop that within 2 hours. Now, you're going to bed nice and early, 10 to 10:30. That means ideally you shouldn't be doing any media starting at about 8, 8:30, right? Okay. Which may be really challenging for some of us, right?
Well, so, I've started to try and get away from TV and media altogether, like right. around by 8 o'clock. But sometimes I do get drawn into it because of my husband.
Those darn husbands. Yes.
Yeah.
That happens to me too. So I would look at being consistent with that. In terms of melatonin, to stimulate your own natural melatonin, it's all listed out in the sleep module. Awesome. But it's like there's things like lowering the lights and, taking a bath. There's a lot of things in there. If you're waking up and your mind is racing, like, I got to do this tomorrow, I got to do that tomorrow, you can try an herb called passion flower. Okay. And, try taking that. I actually keep some of that by my bedstand, because most of the time I fall asleep like a rock. But every now and then I've got a project I'm working on and I go to bed and all I can think of, I actually dream about projects and web pages that I want to create and presentations I want to, it happens in my sleep, in my dreams. And when that happens, I just go, I'm taking that melatonin.
So it's passion flower, or just the leaves, a passion leaf.
You can do either. It's kind of hard in the middle of the night to wake up and make yourself some passion flower tea. Like, you want to be up. That's a surefire. So the easier is to get a tincture and have it by your bedside. I use a combination that comes from herbalist and alchemist, and I think it's called Phyto Calm. That has some other herbs in it as well.
Okay.
And right. Alchemist. And then the other thing is looking at your cortisol levels, right? Doing a Dutch test to see if your cortisol levels are off. I would test your blood sugar when you wake up. I know that'll wake you up for sure. But if you want to see if there's a consistency, like your blood sugar is either high or low, because that can wake you up in the middle of the night as well.
Okay. Okay. That kind of makes sense. Even though I'm trying to stop. I stop eating around 6 p.m.
Perfect.
And, the latest I go is 7 p.m.
Perfect.
Anything like that. And then what I do is I drink a lot of water. But lately.
Do you wake up having to pee? Do you feel like when you wake up, it's sometimes, like, the bladder is about to.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes yeah. I do, but sometimes it's just,
you're waking up and you don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was going to say you can move your water drinking to, before 8 o'clock so that. Mm-hmm. You can empty your bladder before you go to bed. But the cortisol levels, melatonin might be off. I mean, that's a possibility. I am with you. I'd rather not give a supplement of melatonin if we don't have to. I would rather let your body create it. If your levels of B6 are low, so if you go in and you do the B6, there's some nutrient assessments and look at the B6 assessment to see if, you show other signs of B6 being off. So B6 is a possibility at bedtime. You take it at bedtime. You could have some low
levels. B6 as niacinamide?
No, niacinamide is B3.
Okay.
B6 would be like pyridoxal hydrochloride, P5P for short. If you have low levels of serotonin, so, we can get deeper into this stuff. What I like to do is see what works. And then we go, okay, let's go backwards from that, right? If you try melatonin and it works and I'm not making enough melatonin, right? Why am I not making enough melatonin? It could be B6 and 5-hydroxytryptophan or the amino acid tryptophan that's low, right? So sometimes doing something, not a pharmaceutical because it has too many side effects, right. But if you were doing pharmaceuticals and we knew which ones worked, then we could backtrack and figure out.
Oh, I definitely, thank God, I'm out off of all pharmaceuticals now, including my thyroid. So I'm just iodine and doing the juicing and all my food. And just like you, if I put fruit into my smoothie, my sugar goes up for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Test your blood sugar when you wake up. Mm-hmm. Play around and see if the passion flower helps, at least to get you a good night's sleep. I oftentimes, before recommending melatonin, I'll recommend like 5-HTP and B6. And some of this is like testing, right? It's like we're the old lab, right? We see what works and then we can kind of backtrack from what's out of balance. You know, because there's a lot that can be out of balance. If you don't have enough of specific amino acid, it could be you're not taking in enough protein, you're not getting enough of that balance, or you're not absorbing it well. So we have to go back to the gut health, okay, right?
So I'm taking like 3 tablespoons of chia seeds. Mm-hmm. And then I'm taking like 2. So in my first meal, I'm doing 3 tablespoons of chia seeds, the chia gel.
Yep.
And then I'm taking some flaxseed also. Okay. So I sprouted them, I put them in water, and then I blend them and I get that consistency. That jelly. Yeah. And I put that also in there and I put it in my smoothie, and that helped bring down my blood sugar levels.
Perfect. Yeah. Cause it's so much of that soluble fiber that it's going to bring down your, and it's the omega-3s.
Yeah. Is that enough though?
Just thinking 3 tablespoons of the gel versus 3 tablespoons of the seeds is very, very different. Like 3 tablespoons of the gel is probably a teaspoon or less.
Less
of the actual seeds.
Okay.
So you can play around with that.
Okay. I'll play with it. Okay. That makes
sense. If I'm making a chia porridge with chia seeds, I'll soak like, say, let me just see if I can make that half a cup. No, I'll soak like a quarter cup of the seeds to make a cup of the gel.
Okay. That,
right.
Yeah.
So
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that the same for like the broccoli seeds? Like I have
broccoli seeds won't swell. They won't swell. Don't. Whatever you take is what you take.
So is that okay instead of sprouting them to map, take them like that?
You can take them that way. Dr. Lodi, who does a lot of work with integrative cancer stuff, he says that he's found that for people who can't sprout, don't sprout, can't get the sprouts, he'll have them do the seeds themselves. And you can soak the seeds overnight. They won't get big like chia seeds. They just, mm-hmm, you know, they swell a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you can throw that into a smoothie.
Okay. 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 I was just wondering whether sprouting is more beneficial on the broccoli sprout
seeds. It probably is. And sprouting anything is going to be more beneficial just because you're making the nutrients more bioavailable.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. So I just opened up this RSVP form is new to me. So I'm looking at that one and it's not letting me sign into the other day when they set up the link in there. Add event marking. Let's see if that works. Oh, I'm not a robot. I have to say I'm not a robot to see who else put this stuff in. I just need them to send. Here we go. So Jenny, I see Jenny, Louisa, Nancy, a whole bunch of people said yes. 46 people said they were coming and only 0 said no. So where are the rest of you guys? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times 4 is 20. I only see 21. All right. So who else has questions or comments? You want to share anything that's like a win for you? Go ahead and raise your hand by going to the bottom, click participants. And at the bottom, you'll see a little hand and you can raise it. And if not, I see everybody on my screen. So you can do this wildly if you're not seeing that. And I'll see you and I'll answer your questions. So welcome to those of you who joined us recently for the lab. Hopefully you all got, you know, you all got in. So some people who said they were coming didn't actually come. But the Empowered Self-Care Lab people, I don't see very many of those as well. Okay, so who? Yeah, Ronnie, go ahead. And then Rob, we'll get you after Ronnie.
I know there was another question about Shine. And and earlier on, I think both Wheaton and I had asked if this was included for us.
It generally isn't included in ERC just because it's a practitioner program. It's not a consumer. And I had mentioned that I'll see if we can get you guys a coupon to at least get a discount on it.
You know what? The person I'd like to hear from is, because I think it should be a little bit more detail, is, MS doctor, Dr. Walls. Carrie Walls is on that, right? It's the only speaker because I think I've heard her general speeches. I've read her book And if I could only just get to that one, I would. And right. I don't have to. I
will. I'm going to make a note to see if we can get you guys a special coupon to get you guys in.
I would like to be included too, if possible. Because
yeah, if it's one person, it's going to be everybody in ERC. So okay. I'm not going to single out and say she asked, so I'll give it to her. That would create a nightmare. Okay. So we'll figure out what we can do for that. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Shine is actually a practitioner training program. And some people are practitioners or want to be practitioners and they're in ERC and others aren't. And I don't want to, I just try not to overwhelm you guys with, hey, join this and hey, do this. And you're like, I just want to get through my
and results. I feel like that too. So it's kind of like and sometimes I don't even know what's going on, to tell you the truth. It's like, do I have a meeting? I don't have a meeting. I don't know what's going on.
So you can clear that up. There is a new thing. And every week when we send you guys an email for ERC at the bottom, it'll say, click here. And you'll see all the events that you have access to. Yeah. Right. We just tried to change that up. So, and we're trying not to send as many reminder emails as before, because it gets everybody confused. Like, oh, it's too many calls, too many emails. So it's like, here, go check this list. And the cool part about that is if you check the list, then you're not going to make a mistake or miscopy the link. It's always on that event list. So we're still working out the nuances of all that. But yeah. All right. Got it. Thank you. All right. Thank Rob. You.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Where are you? You moved. Okay.
I just have two questions.
Sure.
I've been using the gut rejuvenator as a habit. I've been doing that for months now, and I like it. But I just recently added your options. I'm not sure where I got it. The options of adding ginger, turmeric.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. and you're right, that is extremely powerful.
It's very powerful, yeah.
I don't like spicy stuff, but cayenne is extremely powerful.
Yeah.
However, when I took it, the only way I can test that I have a heart issue is if I go out for a run. Okay. When I had that gut rejuvenator, it was like I had jetpacks.
Wow.
Like, oh my gosh.
That's super. You know, cayenne is a vasodilator. Right. And so the ginger and the turmeric are anti-inflammatories, right? So it's clearly a positive effect. If it's too much and it's making your tummy hurt a little bit or your taste buds, then, you know, back off or a little bit less. But that's an amazing response. Like, yeah.
There was a bizarre feeling. Yeah, I still had to water it down some because cayenne is...
It's strong. Yeah. You know what? You can also put something in it. You can put a little more lemon. You can put a little bit of stevia in it to just, you know, kind of mellow out that flavor. Okay. But the cayenne is such a great vasodilator, right?
Okay. Great. The other question I had was, I felt like I'm not doing very much in my diet to reverse heart disease. So I bought a book, and it's kind of an old book.
Yeah.
But it had a protocol in it of no oil and no avocados.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I've heard you say yourself before that you don't really recommend oils.
I don't recommend oil at all for anybody, really. I mean, for an underweight person who's trying to gain weight and just can't eat very much or, you know, whatever, a little bit of oil and all high quality oils. But I'm not a big fan of oil. I don't think it's a good idea. Now, the no oil, no avocado, no nuts, that's controversial. And for some folks, that works beautifully and they help it. What happens for a lot of folks is then they get omega-3 imbalances, right? And they get fat imbalances, your brain needs it. But what I believe, I haven't really looked at all their stats, is that the people who do the best on that very severe low-fat diet are the ones that have the APOE4 gene. Maybe the 3-4, but it's a specific gene that says you just don't handle the fats very well. So the no oil for sure, right? It's also no sugar, no oil. and no salt. Same thing with salt. Like some people don't do well on no salt. It really throws off their adrenals and their electrolytes. But again, if you have certain genetic tendencies, we'll be going into an ERC, like really looking at all the genes to know if you tend to be somebody that needs to do that. The diet that works for heart disease is a diet that is number one, the sweet spot type diet, right? Because that's one of the leading causes of heart disease is out of balance blood sugar, right? The effects of insulin on that. Now we're going to be doing at the beginning of December, we'll do our full lab review. So make sure that you get your labs done and submitted, you know, putting in, we'll put it in the blood software and I'll go through that, but also your coach will go through that with you as well. So this applies for those of you in ERC, your coach is going to go through that with you.
When you say no oil, you mean olive oil and all those? Okay.
Yeah. No, now here's the deal though, Rob.
No oil.
You're thin. Oops, somebody has got an unmuted mic. Okay. Here's the deal. You're a thin guy, right? You need extra calories. I'm not a big fan of oil if I can get away with it. But typically when I'm working with somebody who's thin is I have you do a chronometer type thing for 3 or 4 days and say, okay, this is my maintenance diet, but I want to put on some weight. I want to put on some muscle. How do I do it? Combination of being thin and also being a runner, right? Running will burn calories. So it's like looking and saying, okay, how do you add 200 or 300 calories in there? Not of oil, because oil's just like sugar, guys. We think oil is this magical food, but it's just like sugar. Oil is to a fatty food, like sugar is to a grainy or, you know, a carbohydrate type food. It's refined, it's processed. Certainly there's times, like certain times we're trying to get somebody into ketosis and, you know, the MCT oil or whatever. But I'm a big fan of whole food, plant-based fats, not, you know, fractured food, right? So it's, again, you're a lab, right? Your body's a lab. We have to try some things out. I find that some people, if they do go on a no fat, very low fat diet like that, they start to see the skin's flaking off, right? They start to see negative effects. The hormones get out of balance, right? All the steroid hormones have as precursors the fat, right? So that's the deal. Yeah, is that Caldwell Esselstein?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very hard diet to follow. But without seeing, knowing your genetics, not sure whether that's going to really work for you. And there's a lot of grain on there. They eat a lot of grain on there. You have to get your calories from somewhere. Some people can do great on grains. Some people don't. Who was it that, like Louisa, when she added more grains in, and then it was Carrie's husband. Same thing. She started Sweet Spot and she's like doing really great. He starts it and he didn't do well until he added the whole plant, you know, grain type thing, grains and legumes. So it's all like a matter of we have to try and we have to see what works. Does that make sense?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're very welcome. Anything else?
No.
No, you're good. Louisa, go ahead.
You know, the other thing is that when you add the grains, you improve your fiber, because now my fiber content, by when I'm measuring it, is about 50 grams of fiber a day. And I gotta say, I'm enjoying eating all these different, it's also unprocessed, okay?
This is all right. She's not eating whole wheat bread and
exactly. No. I am gluten free. So it is totally no wheat, but unprocessed. I've even learned to cook the oat groats and, oat groats that are very unprocessed, and they are great. And I mix them with the chia, with everything. So no, it has worked tremendously for me. And even my blood pressure that used to be good, now is 100 over 56. Or even 90, last time when I was at the doctor, 95 over 50 something. So no, it has helped big time.
Yeah. Absolutely. And everybody's a little different.
And your stomach. But then.
And the fiber, getting to the fiber. Yeah, the fiber you can get from vegetables, right? So, but most people don't eat enough vegetables. I eat tons of vegetables. I get plenty of fiber. You know, I can get 50 easily. But for people who are not doing that. And it's a matter of, that's why, you know, the sweet spot, right? Testing your blood sugar makes all the difference in the world. And Louisa was one where I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I'm, you know, so she had to find something. For most people, like for me, I started testing and I'm like, oh my God, those foods make my sugar go through the roof, right? So it's really a matter of finding what works for your particular case. Does that make sense? Thank you for putting that in there, Louisa. Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody else had a question. Let me go to chat. Okay, there's a few questions in chat. How much turmeric, ginger, and cayenne? How much did you put in, Rob?
Well, I followed exactly the way the recipe was, but then I had to water it down afterwards. So
okay, so I don't remember what it was exactly.
Yeah, it was like an inch.
An inch of ginger, probably a little piece of turmeric, and then cayenne is usually
a quarter teaspoon.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's clearly worked for you. I can do it because I'm used to cayenne, but yeah. I would go slowly and build it up if you're not a spicy food lover. And then admin. Who's admin? What's your name? Who are you? Ask to unmute. Let's ask you. You have, okay, so you're getting into a range that's not my specialty, like teeth. X-rays don't show the origin. I have to get a 3D X-ray, which they say might help. It's about $500. Not sure where the origin is. It's around the cluster of three root canals. I'm not taking an antibiotic. I can manage the pain. Okay, so let me just mention, if you go into the site and you go into the diet piece, the diet page, which is we're now calling the Body Freedom Nutrition. It used to be pillar 5 of the Body Freedom pillars. There's a whole section on dental health, right? And you can watch that. Lots of great information there. What I've done personally, because I had a lot of dental work by the time I was 18 or 20, everything in my mouth had been filled and they wanted me to do root canals. And I've got a mess in my mouth before I actually saw the light and learned that I probably could have prevented a lot of this. What I've done now is when some of those areas start to act up, I put in neem oil and clove oil and just like rub them on there. Or a company called Living Libations has a little combination that's gum and tooth kind of stuff. So you can rub that on and regularly. But I up my vitamin C dramatically, lots of vitamin C to help support the infection. Sometimes it's related to the probiotics in your mouth. And we talk a lot about that in that eating for dental health section. And Steph did a presentation on that where she went through and talked about the different probiotics for the mouth and how to make your own little recipes of things to help with your mouth. So those are things that you can try. I'm going to just say this. I'm not recommending this. Disclaimer, don't do this at home. But what I did is I actually had a syringe and I made a solution of vitamin C and I stuck it in there and I just injected it into my bone. I'm not saying to do that for yourself, but that might be something that you can get a holistic dentist to do. They can also do ozone. So if you're seeing just a regular dentist that doesn't know about these different techniques of using ozone and other types of things like vitamin C, then I would say look for one before you have it pulled. I have had a lot of teeth pulled long before I knew any better. By the time I was like 25, I had all these things and I have bridges. It's not great, right? It's not great. So this is what I do. I just got frustrated with going to the dentist and, oh, you need this and it's going to be $3,000. You get to get this done and that done. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to try this with nutrition. But again, consult, find a holistic dentist in your area and consult them. What about a trigger finger? I mean, a trigger finger could be anything. It could be a magnesium deficiency and the finger is not. It could be something related to the nerve supply. It could be that you have a compression of the nerve in your elbow, in your wrist, up in your shoulder. So those are a lot of things. And I still don't know who admin is. Who are you? Not saying, eh? Kim wants to know, is there blood work we need to get for the December event? I'm going to just show you on this screen because everybody should be able to find it. We sent out an email with this, but I have a really nice little document. I'll share my screen with you so you can see. Let's see if I can find. Okay, there's a list of people who, okay, so if I go to, great. I'm going to go to, oh yeah, I think it's just on this page. Okay. All right. See this section where it says, whoops. The section where it says discover your imbalances. You should be able to see, learn about lab testing for ERC. Those of you who are not in ERC will see this other one just because in the ERC one, it talks about the event that we're going to have to go over it. When you open that, it's very similar. There's just a few little differences, but I wanted it to be different. So we talk about lab testing, we talk about what's tested, and then you can download this document. And what I recommend that everybody gets is this. There's descriptions of all of it, but these are the ones, and then you can go down here. If you're going to your own doctor, I give you this because you can print it out and show them what you actually want. But complete blood count with differential will tell you what's in that. Comprehensive metabolic profile, vitamin D3, the complete lab panel, thyroid panel, which is listed below, hemoglobin A1C, fasting insulin, serum ferritin, homocysteine, and inflammation markers, you know, down below if you tend towards autoimmune. C-reactive protein's already there. No, so I'll show you what that is. What I will say though, is that mostly the metabolic panel should have iron in it, but I think I need to edit this to make sure that it has iron because we want serum iron and ferritin, not just one or the other. And if we go down to inflammation markers, we'll go to the next one. And it describes these. So if you want to learn more about why I'm recommending this, so homocysteine's already up there. C-reactive protein. I'm going to add C-reactive protein to that list. CRP and iron to that list, to list in LabDoc. Okay. So those are the things that I recommend. This is a great document. A great document for you guys to be looking at. Okay. Does that help? Did that give you what you needed? That was Kim, right? That asked that? Yeah, Kim. Is that good? Do you got what you need? Where is she? She's gone. Uh-oh. I don't see her anymore. Oh, there you are. Got it. Does that explain it? Okay, good. Good. And for those of you, you know, we have a wide variety of folks. Some of you like want to know every detail about why you're asking me for this test and what does it do and how is it? Great. It's all there. For those of you who do like, just tell me what to do. It's there in a summary form. Make sense? Yeah. Okay, Rob, did you put your hand up again or did I forgot to put you down? Yeah, okay.
Yes, so, I did. I just had to add one point to that trigger finger question.
Yeah.
I had trigger finger in my left index finger. And I had 6 cortisone shots and it finally went away, but it moved to the right index finger. And I had 5 cortisone shots in there, but it wouldn't go away. Once I went on a no wheat diet, it went away.
There you go. Right. So yeah. All the basic stuff we're teaching you about, you know, the foundational nutrition pieces, sometimes it takes a little longer than others, but when there's an imbalance, we don't know what the imbalance is causing of this for that. Right. So it's like, yeah, let's get all the things into balance. So wheat or any other kind of inflammatory type reaction to food could be a part of it. right? But, and magnesium is oftentimes part of it. And like I said, the physical stuff. But if it went from one hand to the other, the cortisone like suppressed the inflammation response, but it didn't really fix the problem. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Rob. All right, who else? We have a few more minutes that we can answer questions. Is everybody finding that they're getting value and help from this stuff? Yes? Okay, good. Good, thank you. Anybody else?
This is probably a dumb question, but
no, there's no such thing.
I have not fully investigated the Keto Mojo. Is that the blood sugar thing?
Yeah, it's a blood sugar and ketone meter. It does both. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try that because I would like to find out what mine.
Yes, it's a good thing to know and monitor.
Absolutely. So it's nice to hang out here and hear other people's experiences so you can go, oh, well, I need to look at that.
And it may be a question you had but didn't think about asking. It may be a question that you didn't have and then it comes up later and you go, oh, yeah, I remember what she said to Rob about that. Or
right. About that.
Yeah, great. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. And I see that Sandra's there. Do you have a question, Sandra? It wouldn't be complete if you didn't ask a question, Sandra. So we got to get a question. Open your mic. Oh, you are open, but I'm not hearing you. Uh-oh. And Elaine just joined us.
How about now?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Okay. So I heard you talking earlier about a lab, about an email from labs or whatever. I don't think I've seen that.
I'll check with them. I think it was real early on that we said, but I'll make sure. But if you go to the site, you'll be able to see it. Lab email for prep.
I have something on this Friday at 2 p.m. ERC stuff.
I was curious if anybody got, did you get an email about that?
No, it was on the calendar.
On the calendar. So I was asking my team today because it was supposed to be sent out an email earlier, like, you know, it's an all day kind of thing. So it should have been sent out like early in the process and it wasn't. And something happened with the email. It didn't go out. So I'd said to them today, is it in the calendar? Does anybody know about it? Because if not, we're just going to move it. So I'll do some investigation about that because I don't want to all of a sudden spring it on you that Friday we have this half day type of a thing. And you're like, I wish I could have gone. If I would have known 2 weeks ago, I would have done it. Right. So I'll find out who actually got that information. And if everybody's okay with moving it later.
Oh, sure. I mean, it doesn't even say what it is.
Yeah, it should, but I'll double check. We have a lot of new people and a lot of new processes on the team. And we're still like working out some of the kinks in there.
Okay.
Right. I think it was like gold or gold plus and
yes. It
was, you know, invest in full by a certain date, you got this extra bonus. So I'll look to see how many actually qualified and I'll make sure that we take care of it. Cause I don't want to all of a sudden spring it on you that, hey, Friday, you know, and you have other plans, right? You have a date with your husband, you're going to go hiking or whatever it might be. Right. And you wish you would have waited and done something.
Yeah. It would be great.
Check it out and we'll find out for sure. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Who else? Speaking of calls, what is this content call with NEC? Oh, so every month you get a call with your, with one of the coaches, right? And they usually do a presentation, like when Mihaela does it. I don't know when hers is going to be. She's going to do it on drug nutrient interactions. I think that this month it's going to be Julie. Her specialty is food for anxiety and depression. So she'll talk about that. You know, Steph, when she does it, it'll be on foods for the microbiome. So every month a different coach does a talk and it's a conversation about a specific topic, but then there's a Q&A at the end for you. So that's what that is. Can you see content? I'm going to make sure that there's clarity. Again, you know, I don't even know what some of these are because we've renamed things and they don't tell me, they just rename them and I just have to figure it out later. NEC content. Yeah. If you look at your long list of here's what you get in ERC, you'll see it listed there, but you might see it as FNC, Functional Nutrition Coach, but we've shifted that because they felt like it was should be nutritional endocrinology coach, because that's, yeah. Okay, thank you, good question. Any others? I think I'm admin. Who's that? It says from me. Oh, Lisa from Montreal. Hi, great. And I know some of you might be at work or whatever and you're not showing your face. Go ahead, Lou.
Okay. The vitamin D on your supplement list that you have, you were always telling me to get Seeking Health, and that's not listed as one of your recommendations. So I just thought you might like to know that. In terms of the zinc, was it the trace minerals that you said didn't taste good?
The trace minerals, the feedback I've gotten over the years, Trace Minerals Research, great brand. They have a lot of good stuff. But repeatedly I hear from folks who try the trace minerals zinc that they get nauseous from it. And it wasn't just one person or two. It was like a whole handful. So I just say, you know what? Don't chance it. Get one of the other brands. Just okay. Because.
Well, you have that listed on your supplements.
Okay. So where are you looking? What
document? I'm looking at the Sweet Spot Supplement Resource Guide PDF.
Okay.
So what you also have listed is Premier Research Lab Zinc Assay, which is that little kit, isn't it?
No. Premier Research is just the zinc. It comes in a bottle and you can use it as a tester. And then the other one that's the kit is Body Bio.
Oh, okay. And then you have Thorn Research Zinc Citrate and Thorn Research Zinc Picolinate.
Yeah. Those are capsules. Those are not liquids, but yeah, those are.
Okay. So if we were going to get one of the top three, the zinc assay or the citrate or the picolinate, which one would you prefer?
I would get the liquid assay. The other one you can add to that is Good State. I'm going to go ahead and make sure we get that updated. Okay. I think what we did was we updated all of that and we created the keto supplement guide, which is much more expanded. And poor little supplement resource guide got stuff to the side.
Okay.
I don't think we included that in the new Sweet Spot, but you have access to the old one because of your ERC status.
Well, I think I actually went through this. This came up under some other heading because I was... I didn't go into Sweet Spot to get to it. So this was copied and pasted and transferred into...
Might have been in the ERC.
I think I actually went into your new program just to see what was there.
Okay, good. I'll look at that. It might be on like the vitamin, the mineral page.
I think that's where I found it. Now, the digestive support supplements that you've got, the transformation enzymes... There are three listed. One is Digest, one is Protease, and one is Protease IFC. Mm-hmm. So which
Digestive
one?
Support is the Digest. The Proteases, who asked that earlier about, and maybe it was you, that's more of the proteolytic enzyme that's good in between meals for inflammation. And then the Protease IFC, similar, but it has some extra herbs that are added to it.
And again, okay, so then I need to get the Protease or the previous IFC because you told me to take it, or Annette maybe had told me to take it between meals for inflammation.
Yep. And so, you can try the IFC or the protease and just see if one or the other. I think one might be a little more expensive. So I would just get a bottle of each and play with them and see if you notice a difference.
Okay. I think that was it. Great. Those three things.
Good researcher. Thank you. I'll look into that and get those corrected.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who else? Anybody else have questions? Where do we get the keto? The keto supplement guide should be on the page for the nutrition. So nutrition, what are we calling it? Body Freedom Nutrition Lab page. And it's under the last section on miscellaneous experiment with keto and fasting and all that. And for those of you who are here, because you're not in those programs, but you were in Sweet Spot if you purchased it after that. And I think we offered it for several different programs for like a $20 upgrade. And if you have access to it, it'll be on that page too. And if you don't, you can always, you know, pay 20 bucks and get it. Okay. Anybody else? Where's the find the key? Okay, got it. All right. Anybody else? I see that Leah just joined. Hi. Okay, Ronnie. Oh, I see the things going up again. Ronnie, go ahead.
Two things. First of all, like I would say that like over the sweet spot, stay in sweet spot, and the continuation, although in the last month and a half, I kind of feel a little lost, to be quite honest with you. And it's a little bit me, and it's like trying to get organized and understanding what I'm doing. But my weight is continually slow. I'm not reducing it as fast anymore, which is fine. I don't care because I've lost a good amount, and that's good. I think my brain fog is getting better. I think overall things are getting better, but I do feel a little, I guess discombobulated, because even though I'm feeling better, sometimes those numbers on that blood sugar thing, and I feel attached to it and I resent it, you know, and it's like, I don't always see, like yesterday, I had like a, what I call a pudding, which is chia, some nut milk, flax, hemp, collagen, and I think there was even some warrior protein powder in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like the numbers don't always add up. This is what I had for breakfast, and I had water, and I had some green tea, and then I went for a bike ride and a long walk, and I was pretty active. And then for dinner, like a...
Oh, wait, but when you say that numbers don't add up, what were those numbers that you're confused about?
Why did they go up to 120? Like, what is that?
Was it after the exercise?
That was before. And then it's kind of like, you know what, I swear at it. I tell it to go to hell. Forget it. It's like, I can't do anything about
it. Yeah. So here's the thing, Ronnie. If but the then, max you're on. Ever getting is 120.
One second. And then I've got all this activity, and I have a kick butt salad with a little bit of meat, because that's like protein. It's like probably no more than 3 ounces, and it's good quality, well-sourced meat. And then it goes up to like 125, and it's like, I don't even want to test it because it's ridiculous. It's like, I don't even understand what I'm doing sometimes. It's like, what is that?
Yeah, so there might be one food in there that's creating this issue, right? There may be just one thing that's in the salad, and maybe it's similar to what's in the other as well. Sometimes, well, if you're getting highly sourced meat, it's not going to be grain-fed, because some people respond to a grain-fed meat, and that gives them a similar response. So what you need to do, and the way we describe it in Sweet Spot, is if you really want to get to the heart of it, is test some of the foods that are in there that might be suspicious. Probably lettuce isn't raising it. Maybe tomato is. Maybe something in your dressing. So it's really a matter of playing that detective to figure out, like a big old salad that has 5,000 ingredients in it. You know, you want to see which of those things might be the most suspicious. Maybe it's not the meat. Maybe you take out the meat, you do that same salad, you see what happens, and have the meat later or earlier.
Well, I've been wondering if it's actually, because some of the things that you've said today, is it the oil? Does oil actually raise my blood sugar? I don't know, because there was no oil in that salad dressing yesterday. There was none. Okay. I was like, because it was like
make a list of all the ingredients, right? Bring them to a call, and let's talk through which of those you might want to test out individually, or not individually necessarily, right? 120, 125, if it's occasional that happens. But if it's happening consistently, I'd like to see why.
It's last week. And then like before, it goes up and down. And yet at the same time, even though I'm having these the last several days, I've slept much better, even though I've had crazy
reactions. Don't worry about it. Okay, so here's what it could be. We spend $10 to $15 to $20 on these little machines. And they are not going to be 100% accurate. There is going to be some error. So if it's periodic, not consistent, that you have this, do it again immediately, first of all, to see if it's repeatable. It could just be the crazy machine.
It sometimes it is, because sometimes it's like, bullshit, that's not, there's no way it's 140, no way. And I do it and it's not, because it's like, you think I'd feel it or something, but it's yeah. So I get it. So sometimes it is the machine, but sometimes it's like 117, 118. After two strips, it's like, that kind of tells me that it's like.
First of all, it's three, right? Because two is random still, so three. So you do a third one. And if it's all in that same range, it's probably true. Now, is it worth you getting upset about? No, right? So then you have to look at what other stressors happened that day, right? Were there exposures? Were you in an EMF field? Did you go visit somebody who stresses you out, right? Whatever, right? It could be stress. If it's periodic, not concerning. If it's consistent every time you eat this particular salad, then maybe figure out what it is in there. Maybe you do a little less of a particular ingredient in there, right? We don't want to be tied and slaves to our numbers on our machine.
And that's kind of what I feel like I am. It's like, it's my best way of looking at it, but I look at my energy. It's like, okay, that's really improving. Brain fog, that's really improving.
So then stop testing.
Stop testing, really?
Okay. Test it once a week, once a month. Do a random test just to make sure you're not screwed up, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't want you to keep testing yourself, you know, 50 times a day for the rest of your life. For God's sake, it's expensive, but it's getting you stressed out.
And right? The fingers is like, they don't want to even give me blood anymore.
Stop testing for a while.
Okay.
And then spot test it, okay?
Anyway, thank you. And I got to go to my coaching call. So thank you very much.
Good.
Guys, thank you very much for all of your great comments and questions and stuff.
Awesome. And I have to go to my next call. So, Leah, you have a quick question. I know you came on late, so I don't know that I have enough time to really get into it. Where is she? Her line is up. Yeah.
Hi, Dr.
I have 2 minutes. Hi.
I've got no questions tonight. Don't be surprised.
Oh, good. All right, good.
I just want to say thank you for all your work. I really, really appreciate everything you do. The website's looking fantastic. I can see all the remodeling going on. I did have a little bit of issues getting in, so I did speak to help desk. Just one question. So when I went into IRSPT, I wanted to call up the sweet spot because I was just looking at some of the modules, and of course it used to flick you over to 2019 sweet spot, which I had anyway, but then it just keeps kicking me out. So I'm not quite sure if there's something wrong with the links.
Yeah, I have no idea. So I would say work with help desk. If she goes through her process and she can't figure it out, she always send it to me. But I like to try not to get involved at the beginning because it may be something simple that got switched around. We also had some issues where some people had their permissions changed in the back end. And she went through painstakingly every person in there. And because you had gone from role of subscriber to none. So if you wrote to help desk, Christina will check it out. And if she can't fix it, she'll get it to me.
Okay, but as I said, I think everything it's all looking great because obviously you've done a lot of work there.
I'm excited about all the changes. So if you go in and you see things different, I'm trying to get it all done and then I'm going to make some videos to make sure. But I did put a video at the top of the nutrition page and at the top of the Empowered Self-Care page to give you an idea of where things are. And all of you in ERC get all of that. All of you in NEPT get access to all of that. Okay. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Great questions. I love the conversation and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye, everybody.